Hello and welcome everyone to your weekly dose of Josh. Welcome to How's the Josh. I'm your host Omkar Chaudhary, struck hard by the statement, a room without books is like a body without soul. Our today's guest is a charming personality who has done TED Talks and has been a guest of honor for many organizations. He owns an app named Booklet. So indeed, today's conversation seems super exciting. Let's deep dive into it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Booklet guy Amrut Deshmukh on the show.
Yeah, hi Omkar. Thank you.
Hi Amrut. And we're really happy to have you on the show.
Thanks.
And before we begin, how's Amrut?
Yeah, a crazy book lover, sir.
Okay, that was indeed amazing. Like, see, Amrut, like, you know, everybody is, reading books and everybody is, like, some amount into books. So, what made you think that Booklet can earn you money or, like, you know, Booklet can be your job or your passion? And how did this Booklet app come into existence?
Yeah. So, first of all, when Booklet is not making any money for me, okay. I'm doing it purely as a social enterprise. It's a social startup. So, I wasn't an avid reader since childhood. But thanks to my elder brother, he used to play a trick when I was a child. On my birthdays, he used to tell my friends and their parents not to get any gift for me. Hmm. And if not, you want to get any birthday gift, only books. So okay. I used to go mad on him and only books around me, no toys. And that's how the reading habit was forced on me. And I thank a lot to my elder brother for that.
Okay, so it all started from the elder brother thing.
Yeah, so the environment was all about reading habit in my family. Hmm. And then one fine day, I got a call from one of my friends to watch Bahubali. Okay. So we reached the movie theater 15 minutes before the showtime.
Okay.
So just to kill time, I narrated him a book that I was reading those days, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
Okay.
And he was so impressed by my narration. Hmm. He said, Amrut, look, you are an avid reader and I don't get time to read books. Hmm. So why don't you share such small summaries of whichever books you read so that your reading habit can benefit me. And that line, last line was struck me and I was so excited about it. And that's how
the Booklet,
Came into life. Yeah,
it came into existence and all. Like, Amrut, like you must have done your early education and you must have started up with your job.
Yeah.
And there must be a phase where you think that, no, I should quit my job and I should start with something, my own passion, my own thought of, my own thoughts and my own ideas, I should take it ahead. So how was that phase for you? I'm very sure that it must be very difficult to quit the job and continue with the passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so please tell us more about that.
Yeah, so as any other student, I did my CA, I completed my chartered accountancy, and I was fascinated by money. I was so crazy about money. Hmm. So the obvious choice to land up was stock market, where I heard that there is easy money in stock market. So I got into stock market, did job for 4 or 5 years, made money, achieved all my financial targets, and then thought of being an entrepreneur, to make more money.
Okay.
Right? So I quit my CA job, started my first startup, and I failed. I tried another startup, and failed again. I tried a third startup and I failed miserably. And that was the point of dejection and depression so much that I was just sitting at home. I still remember it was dark and I had no clue what to do next in life. And that time I remembered the words of my elder brother. He used to say, whenever you are stuck up with the question what next in life, read random. Okay, read random. And I started again, reading books on innovation and creativity to find out another idea for my fourth startup.
Okay.
And then I realized that many authors come on TED Talk to talk about their books.
Right.
So I started watching TED Talks. And one of the TED Talks changed my approach towards money. And that TED Talk was given by the founder of Khan Academy, Mr. Salman Khan from the US. Okay. And he spoke about social return on investment in his TED Talk, where even he was into hedge as a hedge fund manager for a company and suddenly quit the job and made YouTube videos for free on algebra, geometry, trigonometry, because he was very passionate about mathematics.
Okay.
And he just uploaded the video for free. He did not bother about the revenue. And he said, had he continued with his company, his mathematical skills would have benefited only the company and his employer. Now that he has come out of that job, his skills will be benefited to the entire society as a whole.
Right.
And this is, so the salary that he has sacrificed is not a sacrifice, it's an investment in the society.
Okay.
And that's how the, you know, he coined the term, so high social return on investment.
Okay.
And that was so amazing to me. I just love that concept, and I realized why my three previous startups failed. Because I only bothered about chasing money.
Okay.
Just, this is the next big thing, let me try. Isme paisa hai, let me try.
Okay.
I did not bother about my passion. And from this TED talk, I realized that money should come as a byproduct of your passion.
Okay. And one more thing, Amrut. The first time when I met you is when you came to my college on the entrepreneurs meet. And you gave a topic, like, you know, you gave a speech regarding how you carry out the rest of the activities in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. And then one term you used was instant gratification. So I want you to even tell us more about instant gratification on this podcast.
Yeah, sure. So see, now, especially the millennials, you know, people like me are technology migrants. But people like you are technology native. You were born with technology. You were born with social media. So, you know, youngsters, and especially millennials, they think that with minimum efforts, I will get the benefit immediately. And it is, this is what is happening every now and then when we are on mobile. For example, you want a car ride, a few clicks on the mobile, and the car is at your doorstep. You want food, a few clicks on mobile, and the food is ready at your doorstep. You want to go on a date, right swipe, and you're on a date. Right?
Yeah.
So your brain is getting wired to assume that for anything to achieve, I need to put minimum efforts. That minimum time, minimum effort. Okay. And gradually, when your mind gets wired for this instant gratification, when you land up facing the reality of the world, reality of the life after education, when you go for a job, kids are expecting a promotion, a hike in your salary in just 6 months. I mean, I had one of my interns who was depressed. I asked him, why are you depressed? He said, they are not giving me any hike and promotion. Like, how long are you in the job? He said, 8 months. I said, what? In 8 months, you're expecting a promotion? because that's how the mind is wired. And this is very dangerous. Because instant gratification releases a chemical called dopamine in your brain, which is a very feel-good factor.
Okay.
And this instant gratification coupled with failed parenting, where parents make the child feel that he's so special, you know, and the schools are rewarding a child for coming last.
Okay.
So he thinks that whatever, I mean, it's an insult for the person who comes first, right? The value of his reward has gone down like anything. So he doesn't know what is failure, and even if he fails, he is getting something in return. So, you know, when he fails in his job, when he gets a big scolding from his boss, he thinks that his mom or dad is going to help him to get a promotion because of that failed parenting. So parents should allow kids to fall down, to face the reality of life. Don't overprotect them. These are the two things, instant gratification of the mobile world and failed parenting are the two things which are putting millennials into depression.
Into depression, right? And like right now, talking about like depression is the major cause like everyone is facing in today's world.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the instant gratification. Like we are relying on something to happen instantly.
Yes.
Maybe that's the thing. And has you already been into this industry? Like, you know, you have your own app where you upload the summary of the books and you talk about books and basically people get to hear them for free, right?
Yes.
So how do you find this whole industry? So there has been like a lot of challenges to you as well. Like, you know, there must be a lot of ups and downs. It's not easy to just go up there and create an app. There must be sure some challenges, some ups and downs in your life. So how do you tackle the stressful situations at times?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, startup is all about challenges, all about problems, solving problems every day. In fact, that's what I think happiness comes from, solving problems, not from having problem at first instance. It's all about solving the problems. So when I started this sharing book summaries on WhatsApp because I wanted to create a market first before coming out with an app.
Right.
So I realized that when there were 10,000 people on WhatsApp, I asked few of them, did you read my last week summary? 80% of them said no. I was busy with my office work, I was busy with my family. So the whole idea that, you know, because you don't get time to read these fat books like Rich Dad Poor Dad, Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, I'm here to make your reading life easy. I'll make book summaries for you so that you can read these fat books in just 20 minutes. आपको वो भी नहीं करना है. People are not even ready to read those 20-minute summary. I said, okay, I will read out for you. So I bought a nice microphone and started recording the summaries in my voice and shared those voice audio clips along with the text summaries on WhatsApp. And that was an instant hit.
Okay. So
people started listening to book summaries while commuting in train, bus, cooking, jogging. And this is how, you know, I tackle each and every problem one by one. I think, you know, it's all about, I can use the analogy of the Google map that we use for navigation when we drive. So, when you put a destination, the Google map never gives you all the rights and lefts till the destination. What it does is, he gives you the first right. Okay, once you take the first right, he shows you the next left.
Right.
This is exactly, you know, how we should do with our life and startup.
Step by step.
The next immediate unknown, just deal with it. Once that unknown becomes known, then you should deal with the next unknown. Okay? Nobody plans their life. Neither Amitabh Bachchan nor Sachin Tendulkar had planned their life. It is impossible to plan your life.
Right.
But you can plan your day, you can plan your week. Okay, that's all we have to do.
Exactly. So, like, I'm very sure that you must require some skills in order to, like, you know, go through the day-to-day process of recording and, like, you know, reading the book. So, one of the skills that you require must be, like, reading fast and, like, you know, understanding what you're reading. Like, you know, having the full concentration on your reading. So, how does that whole thing goes around?
Yeah. So, see, when you are passionate about something, you automatically become good at it.
Okay.
And now that I'm, and once you are good at it, people think that because you are good at it, you know, you are at that level. Aisa nahi hai.
Okay.
It's not that Sachin is good at batting, that's why he's a star. And not the other way around. So I, because I read a lot, I increase my reading speed. An average reading speed is 150 words per minute. Okay. I have managed to increase my reading speed to 1200 words per minute.
Oh my God, that's bravo.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's all about practice. It's a learned skill, not a gift. And for example, I'll give you the logic why it is possible to increase the reading speed. What was the first word that we learned in English language when you were a child? Say, apple.
Apple, right.
Apple, yeah. So, when you were a child, how had you pronounced the word apple? You first said A-P-P-L-E, apple.
Right.
But today, if I ask you to say it, you will not read the individual letters. You will straight away say apple.
Right.
That means your eyes have got used to recognize the combination of these letters called A-P-P-L-E. And immediately a red color image pops up in your mind and you utter the word apple.
Right.
Without reading the individual letters.
Hmm.
Now, unfortunately, our teachers did not teach further. Okay. If it is possible to read the entire word without reading the individual letters, it is also possible to read group of words without reading the individual words.
Okay.
This was never taught in our schools and colleges.
Yeah, right. This wasn't taught.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if that logic is possible, this logic is also possible.
Okay, so
I actually...
Yeah, so that is the logic behind reading fast.
Yes, yes. You have to learn... you have to make your eyes... It has nothing to do with your intellect or IQ. It's all about your eyes. We underutilize the capacity of our eyes to read four words at a time. Read only one word because you were taught to read one word at a time.
So
it is possible to read four to five words at a time.
Okay. And see, when we talk about Josh, like, you know, the name of the show is like How's the Josh. So we predominantly talk about the Josh and the motivation in your day-to-day life. Like as you're getting up early and even you're a gym freak, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a gym freak. Then you read so much of books and you upload the audio clips on the app. So there must be some motivation behind it. So please tell us and elaborate about your motivation behind working so hard and so effortlessly, beautifully.
Yeah, absolutely. So people say that, you know, motivation causes action. So if you watch a motivational YouTube video, if I watch an interview by Steve Jobs, then I'll get motivated and then I'll start working on my idea, on my startup, or I'll start going to the gym and try to lose weight. So we think that motivation causes action. No, it's the other way around. Action causes motivation.
Okay.
I'll give a simple proof of it. When do you feel great and elated? When you are going to the gym or when you come back from the gym?
Come back from the gym.
Yeah. So that means because you have already taken action in the gym and that motivates you to go to the gym on the next day. Action causes motivation. I'll give you another proof. So for some reason you don't go to the gym today. And there is a series of days you fail to show up in the gym.
Right? Yeah, it happens most of the time.
Yeah, that means because you failed to go to the gym today, that, you know, you failed to take an action that demotivates you to take action on the next day.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, it's getting started is the hardest part. So the law of inertia, you know, the law of inertia says that once you push something, then it gets into motion. But pushing hard is the hardest part, you know, to get started. So I would say that you break down your task into small, tiny, stupid-looking activities. You know, if I tell you that you have to go and go to the gym and do 100 push-ups, 1,000 skippings, and 100 burpees, you know, your brain will resist and will say, oh my God, let me do it tomorrow. And you procrastinate.
Let's not do it today, let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah. If I ask you to read a book of 300 pages, you'll be, oh my God, the brain will say, I'll do something else. So our brain hates big projects or big tasks, you know, humongous tasks. So usko break down karo in such tiny, stupid looking activities. Like if I say you have to do 2 push-ups right now, aapke bologe, "Arey, 2 push-ups na, main to kar lunga. Usme kya hai?"
Right.
You know, you have to fool your mind. You have to read 5 pages right now. What will you say? "Arey, 5 pages, kar lunga yaar."
I'll just read it.
So this is how you have to break down your task into, you know, tiny activities. That's what I do. No, you must be surprised that even if there's a booklet guy, I have a target of reading only 5 pages at a time. That's all. And after reading those 5 pages, it motivates me to read further. Action causes motivation.
Right,
you'll never stop after
2
push-ups. Because after 2 push-ups, you will say, "Are you aur kar lete yaar, usme kya hai?"
Yeah, true. Right? Many times we do experience this at the gym.
Exactly, yeah.
So, rightly said, like, action causes motivation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so like now we have done a lot of serious talk. So now let's move towards the Josh Fire, which is a happy segment and wherein you have to answer rapidly, honestly, and you have to be truthful at it.
Wow.
Okay, so let's start. You have to buckle up your shoes and pull up your socks. So let's get started. Cool. So the Josh Fire. Okay, the first question. Are you a tea or a coffee person?
Tea. Certainly, tea. I'm a tea addict.
Okay, tea addict. Name 3 weird things about your lifestyle.
I wake up at 5 o'clock.
Second one.
I have 4 teacups in a day.
Okay. Third one.
Yeah, and I'm a completely contrarian guy. I mean, I love to break the laws. I love to challenge the conventions.
Being unconventional and being unique.
Yes. Challenge the status quo. Yeah.
Then the third one, like, who do you think to be a competition in this industry? Like, you know, right now you're there in this audio industry. Who do you think to be your competition?
I don't believe in competition. If somebody is trying to copy my idea, I would think that he's helping in my mission making direction. And I'll collaborate with him. So collaboration over competition.
Wow. Next one. One thing of yours you would love to be insured. Like your car, your money. One thing of yours you wish to be insured.
My collection of...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. One thing of yours you would love to be insured.
My collection of 3,000 books.
Wow. Next one. Pick one to team up to be your dance partner. One of your friends you should pick up right now to be your dance partner. Who would it be?
Dance partner. My pet dog, Marshall.
Co-star in a movie.
Sorry?
Co-star in a movie.
Co-star in a movie. Aamir Khan.
Okay. And gym partner.
Gym partner. Whoever is above 100 kg.
Okay, so that will be indirectly a motivation to you and you'll start working harder.
Exactly.
True or false? You don't like to mingle in public. Is that true or false?
True and false both. Because I am an introvert who pretends to be an extrovert.
Okay. So in the 50-50%, it's like true or false. Yeah. Okay. The next true or false statement is you have a cheat day.
I have a cheat day?
Yeah, but you know, there is a cheat day in your whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
You have it. So that's a true statement.
But I call it a celebration day rather than cheat day, because cheat day has got a negative...
Yeah, negative impact, true.
Yeah.
So celebration day is a very good word. Okay, wow. We learned a good word. Okay, the third thing, you hate watching movies. True or false?
False.
You are foodie. True or false?
False.
One thing you do to stay real on social media.
One thing?
You do to do, like, you know, one thing you do to stay real on social media. It's like, you know, no photoshops or whatever. So one thing that you pursue in order to stay real and like the true Amrut on social media.
Yeah, so whenever I go Facebook Live, I go without any script and I go spontaneous, without any preparation. So that my real me is in front of the public.
Okay, so it's everything real out there.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay.
Name one person to have tea with.
Tea.
Yeah, yeah, have a cup of tea with.
Omkar Chaudhary yourself.
Wow. I'm very obliged and honored for this. The next one. To hang out on a branch.
Hang out in a?
Hang out on a branch. Like you're going for a lunch on a dinner. You want one person.
Okay. Alia Bhatt.
Okay. Even me. Next one. Whose career graph you want to replicate?
Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay, wow. And the last question is that which is the one book that you're looking forward to read? The next one.
Okay, Homo Deus by Yuval Harari.
Okay, so that's going to be the next summary for all of us.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so this booklet app is available on the Play Store and anybody in the world can download it and can listen to the summaries all around the world, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. So indeed, in this Josh Fire, you're getting again 10 on 10 because you are damn honest and super fast at it. So it was bravo thing again.
Thank you so much.
And before you leave, there's one more question to ask. The message or the advice that you will give to the teenage Amrut about life?
I would say that, no, everybody says take a good job, you take a good job. Nobody says take a job you love.
Right.
So I see so many friends on Monday morning, they don't have a smile on their face when they go to the office. And I hate to see that. See, if you work on your passion, if you work what you love, then work doesn't remain work, it becomes play. You know, work and play become synonymous. And that's what exactly I'm doing. I think I'm the happiest person on amongst all my CA friends because I'm working on my passion. Now, you don't have to wait for a Sunday to enjoy. You don't have to wait for a Monday to work. Right. There is nothing called life. Work-life balance. It is work-life integration.
Okay, So I
humbly request everybody. You have only one life. Yes, we all have responsibilities, but please don't compromise with your passion. And there is no right time to quit your job which you hate.
Okay, so everybody has a right to live happy and right to live to the fullest.
Yes, absolutely.
So with this thought and with this idea and the advice of yours, we conclude with the show. And well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of joy. Thank you so much.